Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2785, Meditation. Make it what you want it to be. A personal experience of meditation by Amy Polukowicz with ifitbringsyoujoy.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And with that, let's get right to our next post, talking about meditation, a favorite topic of mine, as we optimize your life. Meditation, make it what you want it to be. A personal experience of meditation by Amy Polukowicz with ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Lately, I've been on edge, and not just, oh, I'm feeling a little funky, edge. More like, if one more thing irritates me today, I'm going to break something, edge. I've been trying to figure out what's going on with me, as I'm usually a pretty level person. And then it hit me. I haven't been meditating. Now, let me back up. When I was first really introduced to meditation, other than just hearing about it peripherally as something monks and Buddhists did, I was skeptical. I had a friend who meditated regularly. She took classes. She went on expensive meditation retreats for 10 days or more at a time. She had some sort of guru who was guiding these classes, focusing on pain and locating your, I don't know, malfunction in life, problems, past life pain. These sessions lasted for hours. There was a lot of crying, sobbing, weeping uncontrollably involved, always done in groups. We would go places and she would have to excuse herself to go meditate in a corner for 5 minutes if she hadn't practiced it that day. I thought, wow, that looks terrible. I'm never doing that. I will stay dysfunctional, thank you very much. All that being said, I've been a loyal yoga practitioner since I was introduced to it during a dance class in college. I love the feeling of getting through a class only to sit in Shavasana at the end, floating around in my thoughts. But even knowing that the whole goal of yoga was to prepare your body for the meditation that occurs in Shavasana, I never equated that with meditating. Mostly because I spent Shavasana thinking, and I thought meditation was about clearing your mind. Not long ago, however, I found guided meditation, mostly thanks to the advent of the smartphone where there really is an app for everything. I stumbled upon a meditation app for weight loss, and since it was free, decided to give it a go. Now, this particular meditation was around 45 minutes long, which meant that I would often fall asleep during the sessions. Not only that, but I couldn't commit 45 minutes every day to meditating. Not when I had work and exercising and auditioning and writing and cleaning and fill in the blank other things to accomplish every day. But here's the thing, I felt meditation starting to work. I noticed my relationship with food changing. Always being an emotional eater, I often turn to food in times of stress, sorrow, or discomfort. But I found myself not feeling the need to do that as often. So I decided to try some other subjects. Insomnia, terrible, useless, paralyzing insomnia runs in my family and I did not escape. It doesn't happen all the time, but when a bout of insomnia hits, I won't sleep properly for months. I went searching and found a sleep meditation app, of course, and wouldn't you know it, the meditations worked. Not every night, of course, but between the breathing techniques, soothing voice of the narrator, and the sweet background sounds, my body would actually relax and rest. Fast forward a few years and podcasts rise in popularity. I devour them. Since I live in Los Angeles, the city that never sees the end of rush hour and work from home, I have a lot of space to fill. Then one day I think, I wonder if there are any meditation podcasts. And sure enough, I strike gold. There are tons of them. Not only are there a plethora to choose from, most of the sessions are between 4 and 20 minutes long, focusing on everything from starting your day off right, to dealing with anger, to manifesting abundance. So the next time I have a bit of time, I decide to try one. And like magic, I spend about 17 minutes floating around in a semi-conscious state, afterwards feeling deliciously relaxed and invigorated. As I explored these podcasts, I found several dedicated to starting your day off on a positive note. Sure enough, after a few days of waking up with these sessions, I could feel a difference in my day. Little things didn't bother me as much. I didn't feel so much pressure from every little task I needed to complete. I could sleep. Things that seemed small, but to me felt nothing short of small miracles. There are things that I came to understand through my learning process with meditation. Number one, it doesn't have to be painful. It can be, but it doesn't have to. You could choose nothing but happiness meditations for the rest of your life if that's what you wanted. Number two, it doesn't have to be done in groups. I love my alone time. Needing to be with a group of people to experience catharsis is not my cup of tea, and it doesn't have to be. And number three, you don't have to be focused all the time. Most of the audio I listened to touched on the tendency that thoughts have to wander and stress that it's okay. They gently remind you and guide you back periodically throughout the session. Bottom line on meditation. I think meditation can be whatever you want it to be. If you long for sessions with a guru who guides you and delves into your spiritual pain, that's out there. But if you want something a bit less intense, that can be beneficial as well. I'm happy to have found my path in the meditation world, and I'm certain that if I can do it, anyone can. You just listened to the post titled, Meditation, Make It What You Want It To Be, A Personal Experience of Meditation by Amy Polukowicz with ifitbringsyoujoy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Amy. She's a guest author on ifitbringsyoujoy.com. She completely described the purpose of this podcast. How you can have a daily dose of positivity that has an impact over time. I never really knew how much it would affect people hearing these messages daily until I started seeing messages from kind and happy listeners saying what a difference it made, which always makes my day. But back to the article, I completely agree. As someone who has meditated for hundreds of hours, if not over 1,000 in like formal seated meditation practice, it shouldn't be painful, or at least not always. I do believe there's value in a formal basic seated meditation, and that can be painful. But as you mentioned, there are so many different kinds, and guided meditations are a really great way to start. But I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great day. But don't go anywhere because I have a bonus episode for you coming right up, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.